Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with my Faith and Freedom Show, engaging these issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis right versus wrong. Give us a call, toll free, 888-248-2046. I'm going to diverge a little bit off of my series there, Day in the Life Without a Number, just for you. If, of course, you can find out more, send me an email. Go to our website, preservativetalkradio.com. I'm going to give you a little information on the results of the election so far. I think what's happening in Florida is very interesting. I'm looking at, I noticed up near Jacksonville, they say precincts reporting 1%. It's leaning toward Barack Obama now in Nassau County, but just 20 minutes ago, it was leaning the other way. So, and then Duval County, it's leaning toward Romney, and these counties are next to each other. Hamilton County in Florida is 58% to 40%, 13% reporting now. I want to go down to Hernando County. Hernando County, 98% of the precincts are reporting. It looks as if the retirees and small businesses in Hernando County are leaning toward Mr. Mitt Romney. 98% in, and 53% have voted for Mitt Romney. And go to Lake County, similar demographic, 57% for Mitt Romney. Business-minded group in that demographic, a lot of farmers. Yes, that's true. And I'm going down to Miami. Now, this is what's a little bit strange. Dade County, what a mix here. 49, and this is 0% reporting, so it's a very small count so far. But 49.9% for Mr. Obama, 49.7% for Mr. Romney. I'm looking at this interesting, too. No mandatory health coverage. So we have the vote for a state ballot issue is the majority at this point. Again, only 1% are leaning toward declining participation in the mandatory health scheme. So that's what's going on there. Let's go to another state. This is probably updated just about every 8 minutes on Bing. It is a search engine, and they're providing some poll results. And I'm going to go to Virginia because that was another very interesting state. Initially, I saw Mr. Romney was reporting pretty strong. And the initial report I had was a strong showing for Mr. Obama in Virginia. And it turned out it was just one county, Danville. In Danville, 17% of the precinct is voting for Mr. Barack Obama. I found that actually kind of interesting. In Chesterfield County, which is just the west side of the Capitol, and actually nearly every other large county that's showing any report so far is leaning quite strongly to Mr. Romney. 68% in, 68%, 71%, 60.8%, 73%. Here's one, 59%, 62%, 67%, and a very small county, Roanoke. Roanoke is showing, I guess, in the count initially is for Mr. Obama, but hardly anything has been counted. So that's what's going on right now in this election, is it's flipping like crazy. And I will tell you, I'm just going to look at the Virginia numbers right now. It's there's only 103,000 votes counted. I think if you do the math on how many people are of voting age, it might be upward to 4 million in Virginia. But let's just say, who knows, maybe they'll get 2 million to vote today. So having 113,000 votes in isn't really telling us anything. If you look in Virginia, again, one of those swing states, they have not counted Alexandria, which is up by Washington, D.C. They have not counted the Hampton Roads metropolis, which has about 1.2 million people. So that's that's not even 12%. The total number of Virginia counted is probably not 12% of those who are voting age in the Hampton Roads area, which has not given any report so far. If you have any questions or comments on this, you can give us a call toll free, 888-248-2046. The number showing right now that I'm looking at in Indiana, they're showing 330,000 votes in Indiana, and it's leaning toward Mr. Romney at about 57%. Kentucky has got a strong showing for Mr. Romney as well. It's 360,000 votes in. West Virginia, that's showing red, but there's no votes. We have North Carolina. There's only about 25,000 votes in right now, and it's showing Mr. Romney, but who knows what's going to happen there. In fact, and of course, look at that. South Carolina, looking for Mr. Obama there, 75%. Of course, you only have 5,300 votes have been counted so far. So Vermont, New Hampshire still showing only 42 people, votes have been counted. So that's what's going on. Now, I remember I was telling you that Florida was leaning toward Mr. Romney by just all but one county, it seems, was showing Mr. Romney. I just tell you, in a few seconds ago, the numbers of voters reporting in Florida is now 2 million. And I'm going to go to Florida and see what we're having there. I mean, the numbers have just shifted just monstrously. Here's Polk County. Polk County, and let me go back to, I've got a larger map with actually showing the larger numbers of votes. Mr. Obama has 1,090,000 counted in Florida, 51%. And Mr. Romney has 1,023,000 counted, 48.1%. So that's huge shift. And the only thing that I see actually that's being published as being a solid number of precincts reported is Orange County. Orange County is holding Mr. Obama 59.8% to Mr. Romney's 39.49%. And again, Hernando County is just the opposite. I'm pointing down to Miami-Dade County results. Again, they're split, 49.9% for Mr. Obama and 49.7%. But again, not many precincts reported. So Florida is just on the cutting edge of who knows what's going to happen. And if you have any questions about the Electoral College, of course, you can give us a call, 888-248-2046. Again, Tennessee, the information is not available from Tennessee. I don't know if they wait till, you know, we got another hour and 15 minutes to get your vote in for Tennessee to communicate your wishes. Hey, guess what? You can fire today everybody who's in the House of Representatives. Your opportunity to just completely change who's in the House of Representatives. What an awesome opportunity. That is the epitome of democratic influence, the democracy aspect of this government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. And by the way, those who say Mitt Romney is going to raise our taxes, they haven't read the Constitution. Those who say Barack Obama is going to raise our taxes, they haven't read the Constitution. Take note, folks, the person who represents you in the House of Representatives is where those bills for spending, from whence they come. So the accountability lies in your locale, with your community, and who it is that you are selecting and checking to see whether or not they're going to just, you know, tell you one thing and do another. That's where it comes down to. It doesn't matter what the president suggests. It doesn't matter what the Senate suggests. If your representatives don't want to raise taxes and don't go, oh, the sky is falling, we need to raise this debt ceiling or we're all going to die, I'd like a once just to not do it and see if we all die. Hey, you know, maybe they'll have a quick recovery act if we're needing resuscitation or something like that. Number here, 888-248-2046. I just got some reports in from North Carolina. There are now 350,000 votes counted in North Carolina, showing 59% for Mr. Obama, 40% for Mr. Romney. And I figured that's the way it was going to go there. South Carolina, you've only got 8,000 votes counted, so you can't really tell. Obviously, that's leaning to Mr. Romney. Here's from Georgia, only 55,000 votes counted, leaning in the direction of Mr. Romney. West Virginia's listed here on Bing, on the search engine Bing is reporting election results. It's showing Mr. Romney is leaning, as actually they're giving it to Mr. Romney with no votes counted. Ohio, right now, let's see what they're, that's a big swing state, right? It's only, again, 12,000 votes counted leaning toward Mr. Romney. So it's, that's just, that's actually like non-information. Indiana, showing 390,000 votes counted and leaning toward Mr. Romney. Kentucky, I think I already said that, 540,000 votes counted and leaning toward Mr. Romney is 56% to 42%. The big thing, let's go to one more time. I'm going back to Florida. Florida, now we have 2.4 million, over 2.4 million votes counted, 51% for Mr. Obama, 48.4% for Mr. Romney. Going to see what we're doing in Virginia. Still, we don't have a big showing on the number of votes counted. We have 168,000 votes counted in Virginia, which it should be in the millions, so we'll see how that works out. It's currently Mr. Romney 59.7% and Mr. Obama 38.8%. As I go to Virginia, I don't think they've gotten the major metropolis areas, and that's really what's going to be interesting. Obviously we just have to admit, the whole problem with racism in this country is we always dance around the race thing. And I'm not real crazy about calling people black or white. Mr. Obama, what do you call him? I don't know. Green. I don't know. He's got what would be called a black father and a white mother. So what is that? Let's just call him Normal. How's that? Let's just change his name to Norm. It's easier to say than Barack. But in the metropolis areas, Portsmouth City, which is a significant number of a pretty large black community, there's 16% of the precincts reporting are very close, 49% for Mr. Romney, 48.8% for Mr. Obama. But I'm sure even in the Portsmouth City, that's going to change. So we don't see any major metropolis areas reporting yet. The capital, Richmond, has not reported. Buckingham County, that can go either way. There's a small county, Danville. Danville City reports its own statistics. So in Virginia, you're going to hear reports from counties, and you're going to hear reports from cities. They have to get over a certain population before they can declare themselves a city that has a certain amount of autonomy. Rockingham County, that's a nice place to go drag racing. Rockingham County is showing, those people in Marion County in Florida can appreciate Rockingham because they got a drag racer down there. Okay, so let me go back to another state. If you've got a question about something specifically that we reported to you here, then you can give me a call at 888-248-2046. David Allen Carmichael, I'm going to have to wrap it up here. The end of the show is coming up. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk about the results, of course, but again, engaging the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. You still have an hour and 7 minutes to get out there to the polls. Do it. Find a little old lady down the street, may have just moved here from Pasadena, but either way, she'd like a ride to the polls. You might want to check on your neighbors. Hey, you might enjoy the visit. One way or the other. Hey, there's some good Mexican food. I know where to get that stuff. And go to Delia's and talk about the election results. Spend some money, enjoy some food. David Allen Carmichael, this is, and again, I don't get a benefit from Delia's, by the way, unless I'm eating there. And that's a taste bud thing. But what we're going to do is we're going to come back tomorrow, and I want you to check out our website, preservativetalkradio.com, and I hope you've had some benefit of hearing the play-by-play, and just sit back and watch. Remember, promotion comes neither from the east, nor the west, nor the south, but God is the judge. He sets one up, and he puts down another. Pray for your nation. Pray for your neighbor. Let's make sure we get our own lives right, and that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.